This is what you do.
Okay, and stop. Let's take one comment from this table and one comment from Stephen's table. Okay, you want to choose someone to make comment?
Okay, well, we were talking about the fact that a number of things, but the fact that the entrepreneur doesn't necessarily need to be all these things, but needs to be able to put it all together.
Okay.
And we were also talking about the fact that it sort of looks as though it's the business in a way, because the storyteller perhaps is the sales side of it.
Sorry, can you hear? Yeah, you're okay. Sorry.
Okay.
So I'm sorry.
So the storyteller is the sales process. The thinker is maybe the systems, and and the entrepreneur doesn't necessarily need to be the leader either. You can have people in that are leading. You don't have to do it all yourself. So the power of why is to ask those questions. You know, why do you do it in a particular way, and can you do it in a different way?
Okay, that's interesting. See how this table feels. It may feel quite differently.
I think we initially looked at all of that and exactly came up with a similar sort of thing as Hillary. But then we sort of looked at it again and thought, well, you know, if we just use an example of Steve Jobs, you know, he has to be able to be a good storyteller and a good leader to actually impart his vision of what he wants and what he sees into the people he delegates to. So effectively, if they don't see this is what he wants and he needs to get that message across to someone, then effectively they can't lead someone to produce what he wants if he can't tell them. So I think the entrepreneur has to be able to do all these skills. He may not have to actually do them physically himself. He needs to be able to impart the people who are going to do it for him with the vision that he has.
Yeah, interesting. So slightly different take. If you want to have a different take again, I find this page quite fascinating because to me, I can get really passionate about this role. And this is, Simon, what I mean by the difference between a really good financial planner who's technically highly skilled and does all the right things for the client. And somebody, and Stephen, this is where I agree with you. In my view, the entrepreneur has to be a dreamer. This entrepreneur has to think in a way that is just alarming. That's just passionately dreamy, that is beyond delivering a great product en masse, that says, why can't we do this? Why can't people just download from this music from the computer and just stick it on a, why can't they? What would we have to do to answer that question? Why? That's the kind of, see if I can get this up.
So even though we face difficulties of the day and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created.
Does anybody know how many people gathered for that speech? 250,000. No internet, no social media, all word of mouth.
My four little children they live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
Listen to that later on if you wish. Was anybody alive to hear that when it was first given?
Dave, can you turn that microphone back off? This thing, can you turn the microphone back off? It's making very strange noises.
Is it really?
It's going to blow up.
Is that better?
Well, it's not making noises, so.
Okay. Is that better?
That's
better. Good. When I was a little kid, I watched that. That's how old I am. And I was aware that there were other great speakers in that movement. But nobody aroused America like that one man. And what he didn't say was, I have a template. I have had IFAs come to me in a discovery meeting and after 4 hours say, well, what I want from you is just give me all the templates. And I just looked at them and said, it's been a lovely meeting, thanks for the check. I'm back to London, I'm back to East Grinstead. What's the phrase we use? I don't think I can add value to your business. I'm not here to teach templates. We give templates by the score anyway at the advisor gym. I want to work with people who just think bigger than that. Who, whatever part they play in this industry or profession, whatever tiny business they run, just have something more passionate going on. You can't move 100 to 200 people to change their lives, which is what you're capable of doing, if what you have is a business template or a business strategy. It just doesn't hack it. What I'm asking you to think about today as entrepreneurs, Stephen and Hillary, is first, have you got any kind of a dream going on in your head and your heart? Any kind whatsoever? If not, why don't you go away from today and start rethinking? What am I here for? What exactly is this dream that will move clients to change their lives and move my staff to follow me? Then you're right, you do need the thinker, and it may not be you who's the best thinker. I've realised that I have a dream, but I have to have an Andrew who's just a very astute thinker. He's just much more insightful than I am at thinking. But I do think that the entrepreneur needs to be a storyteller. You need to be able to, in my view, tell your story really well. First of all, to your team and to the people who will help you get there. It may be you outsource investment management. But you need to be able to tell your story to these guys and girls over here to tell them why you're doing what you're doing. And you better have a good story, because people don't want to get out of bed for boring stuff. But people will climb mountains to walk beside somebody who has a dream for their business. And they'll move heaven and earth to do that. Andrew just said to me, I've been pondering about your business. He was my coach. And I want to work with you for a year, once a fortnight, a day a fortnight, for free. I said, well, I can't. What do you mean for free? You're like £1,500 a day. He said, because you have a dream. I want to help you get there. And I'm so passionate about it, I just want to work with you for nothing for a year. He's my thinker. And then I think the entrepreneur has to lead. In that case, Stephen, I see it your way. He or she needs to lead this whole enterprise, even if it's one man and an outsourced paraplanner. They need to lead their clients as well as their internal support team. They need to set the lead. Okay, let's turn to the next page. Okay, so yeah, we've anticipated that. Can you imagine if he said, I have a to-do list? Can you imagine 250,000 people saying, what? I've come here, I've travelled from Canada. They travel from all over the world for one day, just one day and 17 minutes. That's all they came for. 17 minutes that changed history. Not only in America, but all over the globe, it started shifting history. I don't have a business strategy. He didn't say I have a strategy, he said I have a dream. And everything else flowed from that. And the dream, you could see the 250,000 people. When I first listened to it, I just burst into tears. My mother did too. Just tears streamed down her face, and my daddy too. Because they're from slave stock. They knew what this meant, but this man was able to do it in a way nobody else had ever done it. 17 minutes that changed the face of American history. 17. I'm not asking you to do more hours. I am asking you that in the 35 to 40 hours you spend at your work, why don't you do something exceptional and stop following the rest of the industry, 95% of whom haven't a clue what they're doing anyway.
Not a clue. It took another 17 years to actually change it.
Well, but it happened pretty... When I was live there, it started happening pretty fast. It really happened. Now, the laws didn't all change, but a lot happened in the years after. A lot. Between 64 and 68, when he got shot, masses happened. That's why they shot him, because too much was happening too fast. Okay? But yeah, please don't come to me and say, David, can you be my coach and give me a bunch of templates? Because it's just not enough. Okay, the entrepreneur dream. Okay, as a team, 3 minutes, give me a product or a service that has not been designed or developed, that's world-beating, to simply make the guy who invented it rich. See, most of you come to me, and many put on the... you remember that booklet I sent to you, the 12 questions? Why are you starting this business was probably one of the questions. I keep changing them. And most people say, well, to support my lifestyle and to... But yeah, I know that. It's a given. You've got to do that anyway. You know, to have a house and put my wife and children, get them through university. Yeah, that's a given. That's all about you. Great entrepreneurs in small businesses don't start with all about me. Because the bills are a given. They start with, how can I change and improve things for them? What can I do that's amazing for them? What kind of business could deliver something exceptional for them? It's an impersonal dream. Now, between you, just think of a world-beating product or service that is all about them, not about the founders. Just jot down. Give me three. Three world-beating products or services. I'm going to read the quote to each other from Martin Luther King again. The dream to be powerful needs to be impersonal. It's not about you. It's never about you. What can you do that's about them? But at the same time, how can it satisfy and fulfill you too? So in that sense, it's very personal. Three products or services that are world-beating. Thank you. Okay, 2 minutes. And 1 minute.
And in the old days,
Okay, 30 seconds. Okay, Simon's team, three impersonal dreams that become global leaders.
We've got Google.
Tell me the impersonal dream there.
The information.
accessible.
By whom?
Everybody.
Yes. That was the dream. This will not be captured within a portal which you have to have a username and password to get through to and pay £500 a month, as other big search engines have done. You've got to go through our portal and access it, and then we'll give you permission. Google was everybody will have access to every piece of information. It was kind of the dream. Very impersonal. Another one? Sorry, another one from Simon's team, then a couple from here.
We could have Laker for cheap air travel for all.
Okay.
And we also put Virgin in there, which is cheap and fun air travel for all.
Cheap and fun air travel for all. Okay.
So that's an impersonal.
Interesting. So that's the impersonal dream. Craig's table. You want to nominate somebody, Craig?
My favourite one. Sky Plus.
Okay, what's the impersonal dream there?
The impersonal dream there is how can we give people control of what they watch on TV,
okay,
when they watch it, how they watch it.
Excellent. One more? From Craig's table?
Facebook.
Tell me what the impersonal dream is there.
When they set it up, it was all about connecting college students to participate in people's lives and get everyone to get to know everyone else that much better.
Okay.
And then you can snowball from there to the global phenomenon it is.
Okay, so the dream was what?
To connect people.
Connection of everybody to everybody.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Can you see the difference between... Just take your preparatory booklets out, if you would. Turn to page 4. And have a look at the first question again that you've answered. You see the connection here between what Michael Gerber describes as the impersonal dream and the question I asked you, number one. Can I have 4 people, one from each table, to share, if you wish to, what you put as the answer to number one on the preparatory booklet? So let's have somebody from your table, Stephen.
Is just to feel happy that I've been able to make a difference to people's lives.
To be happy that I've made a difference to people's lives?
With my knowledge.
With your knowledge. Okay, thank you. So that was your answer to number one. Somebody, you want to nominate somebody from your table?
I'll do it. Mine was not dissimilar. It's actually to create an enjoyable business. It's enjoyable to work in. It's enjoyable for the staff, and therefore we will create something through that enjoyment. And if it's great for everybody, it's going to be great for the clients as well,
okay,
because that's what we'll provide.
To create an enjoyable business. Thank you. From your table? Tony?
Yeah. To provide platform for ethical and sustainable advice to clients whilst earning a reasonable reward for myself.
Okay. So the dream there... Taking you out of it altogether, just for the moment. Now that we've learnt what we learnt together today, take you out of it and just give me the dream there.
Well, the dream 12 years ago was to change the way that we were doing business, or I was doing business with my clients.
Okay. So now give me the impersonal dream, which has nothing to do with you.
The impersonal bit is the providing a platform for ethical and sustainable advice to clients.
Okay, excellent. So that's the dream.
Yes.
Good. One more? Anybody else? Craig?
Helping individuals, families understand their real dreams, desires and wants, and to enable them to live the lives they deserve.
Okay, so there's two steps there. Give me the first one again. Helping individuals
stroke families understand their real dreams, desires and wants,
uh-huh,
and to enable them to live the life they deserve.
To enable them to live the life they deserve. Okay? Is there anybody that's confused over the difference between a personal dream and an impersonal dream? I'm not saying you shouldn't have a personal dream and that you should not be fulfilled in your work and be excited about getting up in the morning to do what you do. But you can see the difference with the impersonal dream and the personal dream. And that's, Tony, why now that we've gone through this morning, I asked you to rephrase what you wrote a week ago or whatever to say, Tony, just for the moment, take you out of it. Okay, just for the moment, take you out of it and make it totally impersonal. What can I do to the world that when I leave will have made a significant and meaningful difference to the world, not to me? I'm given anyway. And in the meantime, enjoy myself be fulfilled and want to get up in the morning to do it. You see the difference? And this has to be bigger than stuff. This has to be bigger than investment. It has to be bigger than financial planning. Just try and be exceptional. If you're going to go to work for 40 hours a week, why not do something exceptional with your life? Why do something boringly ordinary like much of the peer group does? There's some wonderful people in this industry. I've met a number of them, and they just inspire me. There's also a lot of stuff going on which comes from the last 25 years, not inspired by anybody, but put upon us by other people, product providers and the like, and we bought into their story. And now I'm saying, let's create our own story. Let's forget the stuff that they dumped on us and the sales training. Let's do something bigger than that in the 40 hours we go to work. Okay, turn to page 11. Who here has read The E-Myth Revisited? Yeah, Nick? No, Nick has. Yeah, Paul? Anybody from your team? The E-Myth Revisited? Strongly recommend this for any industry, for any profession, and any small business. So The E-Myth Revisited. Nick, do you want to summarise what The E-Myth Revisited is about? How quickly can you do that? Okay, and what's the subtitle of The E-Myth Revisited?
Subtitle?
Yeah, can you remember what that says?
Is it Why Small Businesses Fail, or something like that?
Almost.
Why most
small businesses. Sorry, Xavier, what did you say?
Why, is it 80% of small businesses fail in the first 3 years?
Okay, well that's another story, but...
Why most
small businesses fail, and what you can do about it. Why most small businesses fail. Even if they're still in business, they're still failing. To do anything exceptional, and what you can do about it. I'm sure you've got lots to read in your study and what have you. In any industry, in any profession, I always recommend clients and people I pass by, whatever else you read in life, read The E-Myth Revisited. Because about 10 pages in, you'll recognise the person who's the hero, and it's you. And you go, oh, bloomin' heck, that's me. And you recognise why she is having such a struggle, and why she works too hard, and why she's just about had enough, and wonders where the dream has gone. You recognise, oh heck, it's me. The E-Myth Revisited, why most small businesses fail, and what you can do about it. It's just became a cult book amongst the small business industry globally. Huge bestseller. Strongly recommend. Have a look at page 11. And the way that Gerber communicated it was, there's this battle going on in every business between the technician, the manager, and the entrepreneur. And all of you spend most of your time becoming brilliant these. Okay? And I'm saying, in my view, the balance is woefully wrong and needs to shift to create brilliant small businesses that do exceptional work and change people's lives. Who here has had people like Michelle Hoskin come to their business and do an ISO 22222 review of their systems and processes? Craig? Seriously suggest you get somebody from outside look at your systems and processes and help you be a brilliant manager of stuff so that the whole business flows smoothly. I always recommend Michelle Hoskin. I just think I've sat and watched her work with my clients and I think I wish I could do that. I wish I could do that and I'm not that good at it. She's brilliant. She just understands IFA systems and processes. She has the UK license for the European ISO 22222 standard, which is the systems and processes standard for IFA businesses in Europe, and she's just blooming mustard at it. She'll just come to your business and just look at it and either give it a stamp of approval or she'll tear it apart and put it back together again. This is the internal systems and process and people that drive it. So she even does the recruitment for you. I didn't realise she did that till recently. She actually runs the recruitment campaign to recruit your staff for you, train them, get them on board. if you just mustered, helps you turn into decent manager. But today, I want to focus on you being a brilliant entrepreneur. That isn't there, the business is seriously ordinary and doesn't deliver what it could deliver to the lives of clients. Okay, turn the page. Page 12. And we'll have some coffee. I want you to revisit question one again before you break for coffee. Just spend 2 or 3 minutes and we'll come back to it, and you spend 2 or 3 minutes after coffee. In my view, a great IFA business, not a firm, not a practice, a business, is powered by a great idea. Does something which has meaning beyond shifting money around. And has a life and philosophy all of its own, which has got nothing to do with your wonderful, beautiful personality. Okay? If I hear the phrase, people buy people once more, I'll throttle somebody. Okay? I know that, but people also buy primarily what they want and what they feel they desire. They might also fall in love with you and buy people as well, but mostly they buy and acquire what they want. And then character and personality and soft skills clearly come into it. But supposing you weren't there, would they still buy from your business? Does it have a philosophy which stands up on its own without your beautiful personality? Is that the kind of firm you've created? Where the people in the firm are passionate about the way we do things here. Is that what you've done? Otherwise, you've got a personality-driven business and it is vulnerable to too many things in life, particularly you. Sick for 6 months with glandular fever, you're out of it. I had one client who had chemotherapy, wiped her out for about 5 months. Another client in the northern team, luckily she wasn't the head of the team, partnership, she got ME and for 5 months could hardly get out of bed. If your business is personality dependent, you are not independent, you're dependent. And so the question is, do your business have a philosophy of its own? I want you to think about that over coffee, come back after coffee and rephrase the answer you put to question one on that, put it on that page. Does that make sense? What's the philosophy of your business? Could it stand up on its own without you? Okay, grab some coffee, should be in there. Feeling good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going flat out. Still feeling good.
I've gone down the other curve. I've had 2 days off over Christmas since the first couple of days of September.
And right.
I'm cracked at the moment. And I've got to get through to the end of March and the week
after. I mean, so now you're just going.
Yep.
Yeah. I know how that feels.
Done all the bits where we're totally engaged and totally motivated and totally full of energy, but now it's gone to the other side.
Really?
It's too long a time. So,
yeah. I find the winter is just so draining.
It is, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know why I feel so good. And normally about this time I feel quite ill. By this workshop, I get out of this workshop, I'm in bed for Saturday and Sunday, I'm just wiped out.
Yeah.
That's how the rhythm has been. 3 or 4 years. I actually feel quite good. Thinking, huh? What's going on? Yes, I know. Yeah. Sorry, I'm away for next week. I miss you. How are you? Apart from all that,
yeah. Just been absolutely snowed with stuff in the last.
Is it good?
Well, it's stuff, you know, it's not really profitable, but it's not profitable enough, and it's still too much employee benefit stuff,
right.
Enough good private client. Although, having said that, I've done some reasonable private client business since Christmas.
Right.
But the trouble is, my focus goes...